Today, searchers found seven more bodies amid the wreckage in La Conchita, California, the coastal town near Santa Barbara that was devastated by a huge mudslide on Monday. 10 people are now known to have died. Many more are still missing. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger dropped by the community today and praised its response to the tragedy.
Californians quickly lend a hand in a time of crisis. It's extraordinary the way people have come together here. From the moment the mudslides hit, people rushed to the aid of their neighbors, helping each other to escape the danger and trying to find survivors.
NPR's Carrie Kahn is with us from La Conchita. She took a tour of the area today. Carrie, what did it look like?
Robert, for the first time, we were allowed into the rescue area. We haven't been back there before. We were actually allowed to go walk around this the mudslide where it actually stopped. It stopped, and there's a huge pile. It's about 30 feet tall, and we walked on one side of it. It's just impressive. This wall of mud would just ripped from the hillside and pushed everything in its path. There was at least 15 homes, about four home deep, that just pushed its way. You see cars, you see trees, everything. Rescue workers are here. There's over 100 of them in orange and yellow jumpsuits. They're all over the pile. They're on the sides. They're on top. There are about four or five huge bulldozers clawing their way through the pile trying to clear some of this debris. And then you have workers on top that are filling buckets of dirt by hand and removing the debris by hand and passing them down a line. Crews were finally able to remove some of the big items that were blocking their way. And we can see rooftops, furniture sticking out of the mud pile. I saw a car, just a mangled car chassis, trees, drapes, and rug. You can just feel the force of this mudslide that came and ripped through this town.
Is this still at least potentially a rescue effort? That is there still hope of actually finding survivors?
Definitely. It's amazing. You talk with the rescue workers and they are adamant. They're just adamant that there is still hope. And they say they've seen people live 4 days if they were able to get some sort of air pocket. And they said they've found many of these, they call them voids, they've found many of them in their search so far. When the slide pushed the houses, some of the roofs and doors fell on cars and created crawl spaces. You know, actually some of the immediate survivors said that that's how they were saved. Heavy objects fell and made a little place for them to save a little air for them, when the ones that were immediately pulled out. But, you know, not to be pessimistic, it really does look bleak. The farther you get back into the pile, the mud is so deep and is so thick that they found this morning early, they found a whole family together who had appeared to be sitting on a couch, and the mud just swept them off, and it's just amazing. The battalion chief I talked to said that family had no time to get out and were instantly buried by their mud, but for now they are definitely still calling it a search and rescue operation.
How are the people of La Conchita taking all this?
They were very emotional. They met with the governor today. He declared the area, the whole county, in fact, a state of emergency. And they met with him. He said that they were very emotional. They were just begging him to let them stay. They're afraid that the rescuers and the officials are going to push them out and tell them it's unsafe and they can no longer stay here. You know, Governor Schwarzenegger, using his signature line, told us all that the residents said they'll be back, that they will stay here. They will be back and rebuild. And it's been a very trying, emotional time. The father of that family had been working with the rescue crews since Monday, trying to free them. That was very emotional for everybody to get them out. I spoke with one neighbor who watched the slide take his other neighbor and pushed him far away, right to his doorstep. It's been a very tough time for them. They're adamant to stay.
Thank you, Carrie. NPR's Carrie Kahn speaking to us from La Conchita, California.